you're not even supposed to cut your grass till after 7:30 in the morning, you know, and I have no intentions of having anything that would disturb any of the neighbors or anything. Some of the things that I've heard said that I own other properties, that's not true, that I don't own any more properties down here. I own a little building at Rockaway that I just pay the taxes and stuff on over there and maintain it and pay the electric bill and all. And yes, I did buy it because I thought maybe someday Rockaway Beach might do something where the property that I was buying would be worth more than it was whenever I purchased it. But I haven't, you know, I went over there and fixed it up, and the mayor and everybody, the city clerks and all the people over there with DNR, they were all really glad for someone. If there was a building that the roof was collapsing in on and things, and immediately whenever I purchased it, we fixed it up, got the wiring and plumbing all back in and the roof on it, and now it's a presentable building, whereas before it was within a little bit of being needing to be a demolished building, you know. And this whole little resort thing is obvious that at one time, you know, that was it. I'm just asking to go really back to its original use of what they built it for. I'm not asking to do anything that hadn't been done in the past there. You know, it was been a while. And I'm not sure what went on whenever they changed it. But it's under my assumption after that Judy Vaughn, the lady I purchased stuff from, she had a nightly, it was, when she owned it, it was zoned for nightly rental then, you know, and they rezoned it to residential only, I believe in most of the county, really, in like 2000 and, I don't know, not that long ago, 4, 5, 6 years ago.
We never had any zoning, sir,
well,
in the county, so we okay. Never rezoned. Right.
Yeah, so it was okay to do it, and then they got zoning, and then it wasn't. And anyway, well, that's where I'm at with it is that I just want to make it back to what I think the original intent was, and that I know that as monthly rental, like I say, with these little tiny 400. Look, I believe it was probably built to be a motel, the six cabins anyway. And the other I know was a resort with a restaurant.
Okay. Have we got enough information to make a motion?
I want to explain how we do that.
Yeah.
How we have to do
that. That we're doing it for the commission?
Yeah.
Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to make a decision to recommend to the county commission whether or not they should change the zoning. We don't change zoning. So however this goes up or down, it's still going to go to the county commission.
Yeah.
And that'll be Monday when, Cody?
Monday at 9 in the morning.
A week from today at 9.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we do is we make a recommendation based on what we've heard whether or not they should make that change.
Yeah.
Anybody have a motion?
I have one question before we go to that. You have, I believe it's six down there that are finished and remodeled.
Well, they are finished.
And we know what we're voting on those. We know what they're going to
look
like.
Yes.
The others are kind of hodgepodge on the lots and not centered and everything. And if we vote for the whole thing, to me, we'd be voting a little bit on an unknown.
Well, actually, I would disagree with that. I would the ones that are kind of hodgepodge on the lots are the six. They got six houses on three lots down there.
Yeah.
And you know, up on the other properties, we only have one house per lot, and the setback regulations and all are. Mm-hmm. Adequate for now, even not And I guess they would have been grandfathered in anyway, but they meet the requirements now. So I don't think I've got any problems with the houses are in the, centered in the lots fairly well, and they did set them, in my opinion, they set them for some reason. The addresses are to the front of the houses, which is 75, 80, 90 feet to the front, and the back is within 10 or 15 feet of the road, you know. And as far as, like, say, I obviously, whenever I have to put, if I was to be able to put something else on there, on a lot, now I will have to pull building permits, and they wouldn't be grandfathered.
Yeah, I understand.
And pull, and meet all the regulations for the setbacks and everything here.
Okay.
And we'd be glad to, and glad to do so.
I guess what I'm getting to, the nuts and bolts of it, would you be satisfied with an approval on the six we've got now and then bring the others up later at a later time?
You mean come back and reapply again?
Yeah, reapply again. You don't. You said you didn't know whether they were going to work or not anyhow. And the six that are on there, they were an old motel. I'm old. I can remember.
Yeah. But you don't remember the Willie Oaks Restaurant, Bar and Grill, and the other cabin.
Yeah, I remember that.
But there were, you know, nine more cabins up there.
There was, for a fact.
And some old trailers. And the old Russian lady.
But what you've done down there on the six is a nice looking.
Well, it's
nice
the same.
And it looks good.
They're the same. Every house that I own up there is identical with cedar siding, the metal roofs. They all match. If you go inside, they're all done. All new appliances, all new.
Okay, sir. I appreciate your position, and we've got a long way to go today.
All right. Okay.
So, and one thing about it, ladies and gentlemen, when we make this motion, the motion will have to be made to approve, for the county commission to approve it. We can't make a motion to deny it, because if we make a motion to deny it and the motion fails, does that mean it's approved? So the motion will be to approve. Did you sign up to speak, sir? Okay, brief.
And you make the motion, does it apply to the entire?
That's the way it's written up. We're doing the whole, we're going to do the whole thing.
Separate it out as
Nope, we're going to do it all. And like I said, it has to be to approve, because then if it's denied, it's denied. But if we make a motion to deny it and it's not denied, then we have a gray area. So, does anybody care to make a motion on this application?
I would move to approve 2025-01 for the reason.
Have a motion to approve it. Is there a second?
I'll second to get it out.
Have a motion and a second to approve. Do I need to read all these numbers now?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I can do this. Both lists.
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor to approve a rezoning request for 15 parcels, number 09-3.007-001-018-004-000, parcel number 09-3.007-001-017-001-000. Parcel number 09-3.007-001-016.003-000-003-0.007, located at Willie Oaks Road, Forsyth, Missouri. The next description is parcel number 09-3.007-001-018-004.000. Unit number, parcel number 09-3.007-001-017-001.005. Parcel number 09-3.007-001-017-001.003, and parcel number 09-3.0-001-017-001-000, and parcel number 09-3.0-07-001-016-003.002.
Nicely done.
You think I could read, yeah.
Good job.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor to approve. All in favor of the motion, raise your hand and say aye. All against the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion failed. And you go to the county commission Monday next.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
I should have brought a bottle of water.
Okay.
The next one?
Yes, Jeff's up again. So, Jeff Miles seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request of one parcel. I'll do this one for you. 09-3.0-07-07-001-007-001.000. Located at Willie Oaks. It's all the way up at the top at Y. I'll show you here in just a second. The zoning is presently R1. He's asking for C1 for signage. And once you see it, it's pretty explanatory. It's a small lot, and I can show you that too. It says it's serviced by Haney County Regional Sewer and a private well, but I don't know if it actually has anything on it. So here's the little triangle, and what it had, I think, existing before was a sign. And so what we're having people do is when they want to come back through is to get their zoning correct. I think at one time we would just blanket everything and we would miss it. When you go over here and hit your zoning, you'll see that that little parcel is R1. So give me just a second, and I'll run through a real quick presentation of it. Once again, right up here, Willie Oaks, right here at the top at Y, the intersection. There it is again. I measured it out. It's a 20 by 25, roughly, a real small little triangle. And he's looking for C1, so he has the use to do signage on a MoDOT route because it's Y. And with that, I'll bring up the applicant, and he can speak on it again.
Okay.
Well, all I can say here is that that little piece of property was the sign for the resort whenever it was in operation back in the beginning up until it burned, I guess, in 94 or sometime after that. The sign must have been taken down or rotted away or something, and there is a the electric service there for the lighting and stuff for the sign.
So you have a deed to that property?
Have a deed to it, yes, and pay taxes and yes.
Let me make this easy. Is there anyone here that is against this application? It won't be easy. If you'd have a seat, we'll bring them up.
Okay.
Thank you.
For me, it just depends on how big the sign is.
We have signed regulations.
Yeah. There's already a sign for his six rentals by his. There's already a sign for six rentals by those six rentals that were currently previously there. The other properties that he wants NR1, there are not buildings there yet. Where he's wanting that C1 property, that is. How big is the signage? Or what are the qualifications?
I can't quote you the regulations, but there are regulations on how big a sign you can put.
Okay, because
there.
That could be an eyesore.
Can't be any bigger than the property.
And how are the offsets on that also? So
well, I'd hope not, because that could be an eyesore too. Just like coming down I-65, you get obscured by all the big signs, you know. And so I'm concerned about the size of the sign, the look of the sign. Again, he's already got a sign in front of those six current properties, so I don't know why we'd need a sign going that way. That way he'd have two signages That's all.
Okay, thank you.